Hi everyone, welcome back to the Naturopath's Corner. This is the podcast where I answer the most pressing questions that I got this week in clinic. And today we're going to be talking about how much fruit is too much fruit. Okay, so how much fruit is too much fruit? If you ask me, spoiler alert, it's not a thing. You can't, too much fruit is not a problem most of us will struggle with. But let me explain why, because this is a question that I get asked so many times, because I say eat more fruit and they're saying, but it's full of sugar. So let us discuss. First things first is that 75% of the population does not eat enough fruit. Why is this? Because the recommendations are for 5 different pieces of fruit and vegetables per day, which basically translates to 1 to 2 pieces of fruit a day. And 75% of the population are not hitting 1 or 2 pieces of fruit a day, which is to me astounding, because fruit is delicious and colorful and beautiful and lovely. So why are we not having any? Part of the reason that we're not having any is because we're terrified of how much sugar is in it. But in reality, is it the same? Does it really count? Because if you think about a banana versus a chocolate bar, then the banana has fewer calories. It has, less sugar for sure, less sugar than a chocolate bar, and has the fiber, has the vitamins, has the minerals, which, no offense, chocolate bar, but they don't have it. And what we've seen from the research is that when you increase your intake from 2 fruits a day to 5 fruits a day, we see about a 13% risk for general mortality, which is less. Okay, so 13% less risk of death from any cause. We see lowered risk for heart disease. We see lowered risk for cancer. We see lowered risk for respiratory disease, basically better health. And research has shown that you can have up to 40 different fruits a day. And the only potential side effect that they found in this research was potential tummy aches. But basically, who wouldn't get a stomach ache when rising from 0 to 40 a day? The amount of fiber alone will cause a stomach ache for most of us. But what were the benefits they found? The benefits that they found were lowered blood sugar levels. Yes, lowered blood sugar levels. They found lower cholesterol levels. They found lower blood pressure levels. So how does this happen? Because we're all so scared of the sugar. Well, the fruit sugar doesn't work in the same way as sugar in a can of soda. Why is this? It's because of the fiber. So here, I'm not talking about fruit juices. Fruit juices are different because we're literally breaking down all the fiber. So you're not getting it with the fiber that slows down the absorption of sugar. You're just getting the sugar. But if you pick up an apple or a banana or a pear or a kiwi and you eat it as is, then you're getting all of that fiber. And what does this do? Okay, so the first thing is that we're increasing tremendously the amount of vitamins and the amount of minerals and the amount of antioxidants that we're having. What do these do? First of all, they make us happy because they're colorful. So we eat through our eyes, right? We see all of this colorful food and it makes us happy, but it genuinely also makes us happy because of the biochemical response. So the more fruit we eat, the happier we feel. It helps relieve anxiety. It helps relieve depression. It helps reduce stress levels in our lives. It also makes us look better and feel better physically, not just mentally, although it does work mentally as well. When we look and we feel better, everything else just seems that much nicer in life. But also we're adding all of the fiber. What does the fiber do? Well, the fiber makes you poop properly. We're adding the water as well, because fruit contains water and fiber. So we're making better poop. What does that do? That's literally getting rid of the crap in our body, all of the toxins, all of the waste. We're getting rid of that. When we have a lot of fiber, we help reduce the levels of sugar, we help reduce levels of excess hormones, we help create better health, and we reduce risk of cancer. How? Because we're literally clearing our systems. It's like pouring the coffee dregs down the drain. It literally just cleans out your pipes. So it just works to help remove all of the toxins out of our body. It's the best form of detoxification. It replenishes our body with all the things it needs. And yes, it contains sugar, but how much? Okay, so like I said, if you're a diabetic and we're counting how many carbs you're having, then this does not apply for you. But if you're a generally healthy person, or unhealthy but nothing to do with diabetes, when you add all of the fruit, what we found is that even adding the amount of fruit that you want, generally speaking, because of the fiber, because it is absorbed differently, your blood sugar levels don't rise, they go down. And we're lowering all of the other things that we want to be lowering, like your cholesterol and your blood pressure, which generally helps with health in all directions. It lowers your risk of heart disease and metabolic syndrome, and like I said before, cancer and pulmonary disease and respiratory disease. So eat more fruit, because it is delicious. So if you're wondering if you should have a chocolate bar, if you should have fruit because they both have sugar, it's not the same. It doesn't affect your body in the same way. And yes, it does matter. Pick better. Choose the colorful, beautiful, delicious, vibrant. I'm trying to think of another descriptive word, and I haven't got one. Eat fruit. Eat more fruit. The only caveat as to how much fruit, I wouldn't go for a fruitarian diet. I think not only is it going to be extreme, and you know I'm not a huge fan of extreme diets, but also I think it puts you at risk for having other different deficiencies. A fruitarian diet, if you don't know, is basically only eating fruit. So I wouldn't recommend going to that extreme. But if you're thinking, oh, I shouldn't eat more than an apple a day, I say eat an apple and a pear and a kiwi and a banana and some raspberries and blueberries and whatever else you can think of, and have all of those every day, because it will help you feel better. So if you're worried about it, if you need specific consultation, then you know where to find me. But generally speaking, have 5 pieces of fruit a day, have 7 pieces of fruit a day. Don't worry about it too much, because that is the least problematic part of our diet, not the most problematic part of our diet. The most problematic part of our diet is the processed, the ultra processed, the mega ultra super, super processed. That's the stuff that we should be avoiding. That's the stuff that comes in packages. And fruit is nature's candy, as my nieces and nephews tell me all the time. So eat fruit and be merry. And have a great week. Love you. We'll see you later. Bye.